Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
Euro cakes are on the show today, plus the Kyle Fair and names. They're all coming up right after this.
In southern Ohio, just north of Cincinnati, I beheld a vision next to the expressway. Was a 60-foot Jesus with his hands in the air. Looked like he's carved out of butter, just like at the state fair. Big butter Jesus, sweet cream Jesus, old country fresh Jesus, unsalted Jesus, old promise Jesus, imperial Jesus, can't believe it's not Jesus, holy old Lord. It's not Jesus.
Oh, spread the word.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, it's the Bob and Tom Show. Christy Lee at the news desk.
Hello.
Pat Godwin in the music room.
Hey, Josh.
Ace Cosby over there. Starting the music a little
low
and slow.
Well, the button bar stuff.
I know. It's never your fault.
He shouldn't have butter on the machine anyway. No wonder it's not working.
There's Willie Griswold.
What the hell's the butter bar?
The button bar.
Button.
Is that some professional thing I'm supposed to know about?
I don't think you
no idea.
You use it every 5 seconds.
You know, don't tell me what it is. I don't know which button does it.
I'm Josh Arnold at the I Hate Steven Singer sidekick chair. There's Tommy Griswold.
Thank you very much, sir.
Moved in. Yeah. I mean, I know you're physically there, but is everything getting at your new house set up?
It's sort of like being in a hotel that's not quite finished.
Now, I do have a question for you. Mm. You had at the house you were staying in, the purgatory house, as
right.
it were.
The in-between.
Yes.
Limbo lane.
Yes. You had a chair. You had your own chair. Is that going, not the chair itself, but will you get your own chair for the new house? Because you seem to like it.
Yeah, there's a chair in the room where the TV, the main TV area is. There's a chair.
Okay.
Does it have an ottoman or is it recline?
I don't remember.
And is that daddy's chair?
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'll just casually go in there sometime and sit down.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Pick out anything in your new house.
Of course. The urinal.
Tom.
The urinal's nice.
Oh, that's a nice
What'd you go, American Standard? What do you got there?
I'm not sure. It's just a white one.
Armitage Shanks.
I went with the new American Standard toilet. Just got it put in yesterday.
I think it might have been Universal Rundle.
I'm not sure. Tom, will you have a urinal cake in there?
It's God, I can't believe you're asking this, Ace.
Oh, boy.
Or ice, like at a fancy restaurant.
No, because when you said you had a urinal, I thought, all the shopping I do, I've never seen urinal cakes.
Ace, you're reading my mind. I actually went on to Amazon and Googled urinal, whatever, looked up urinal cakes. Because the whole point is I don't want to flush the toilet when I get up at whatever, 2:15 or 2:30 in the morning. I don't want to wake everybody up with a flush. You just don't want it sitting there. It's going to stink.
Well, how loud is the flush?
Yeah, no joke.
Oh, a little flush.
The problems that you create in your head.
Are your kids' rooms right next to yours?
Not exactly, but the point is...
Yeah, where is the urinal? The main hallway? Why would it wake everybody?
Yeah, see?
By the pillows?
I wanted to put it in the parlor bathroom so our guests could use it.
Oh, yes, the parlor bathroom.
Oh, I'm sure that would go well.
Crazy statement. No, the parlor... Yeah, don't you have a parlor bathroom at your house?
At my apartment.
I do.
In other words, there's a bathroom that you don't have to go into a bedroom to use.
Yes, exactly. I have one of those.
It's called a parlor bathroom. No?
Yes,
is that just me?
Well, okay. In the olden days, sure.
Say a hallway bathroom. Okay, you say parlor, it sounds like you're trying to take a girl to go steady and get some ice cream and give her your pin.
In any event, no. So I've got to find out if I need to get, as you put it, urinal cakes.
I have a request.
Yes.
My birthday is coming up. I'll be 45, May 16th.
Yeah.
I'm presuming there will be a cake.
Oh, God.
Will Amy, who uses far too much fondant on her cake, but in this case, it's going to be necessary. Will she make a urinal-shaped dessert so that we can have a urinal cake?
Absolutely.
I like this.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If she has any sense to curse you and what you've done... This thing will be all fondant. No cake in the middle, fondant.
By the way,
you're listening, Amy.
And Tom, yeah, go ahead. You've got your hand raised.
And Willie has a great idea. I'm just going to augment it just slightly.
Yes.
Amy will have, what is your favorite flavor of cake?
White.
Okay, it'll be white cake with a slight hint of female urine.
Oh, and then you love it.
I'm glad
what
you didn't
I
say
love it.
Glad you didn't say chocolate. Yeah.
What if I love it? I'm like, oh, now I'm a pea cake guy. She, by the way, she made one for Willie. Mm-hmm. Your birthday, what, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, Red Velvet.
She killed it, man.
Yeah, that was great.
That tasted so. That's my favorite cake that she's made so far.
So, here's my question. Then is going to be. So, is it going to be a? If it's a urinal, it's got to be sort of a stand-up cake, right?
Well, I'm thinking it, on the sheet, it would lie down, and then you kind of tilt it up.
Okay.
And look just to like, show it.
A urinal cake.
Yeah.
The show is so classy.
Boy, aren't we?
Urinal cake, anyone? Oh, this, yeah.
So anyways, I don't know if they
so
make...
You're on Amazon, did you see one?
Yeah, they had a bunch of them, but they were all a little bit too commercial looking. I was hoping they'd have one that was fit more with the decor. You know,
you're not going to get away with having a cake.
Why don't you just look around like different stores and restaurants and steal one you like?
Let's get down
all
in there.
All you got to do is go on Amazon. You'll find it. Don't worry.
Yeah. I was hoping they might have some comic ones. You know, that had like a.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Like in the shape of big open red lips.
Oh my gosh, Tommy, they're all cons.
You're living in a home with essentially your wife and your children who are 8 and 10 year old girls, and you want to make it some weird old.
I want to pee in the booth.
So you can get them at Walmart.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, you could get, I'm sure you could get Bob and Tom.
Oh, you could
cakes.
Get Bob and Tom.
Wasn't there
cakes.
A urinal cake with your face on it one
Oh, here's
year?
One, Ocean
No,
Breeze.
I just requested that.
No, I think there was a, it wasn't the urinal cake, it was the screen.
Nice.
That, you know, triangular screen that had the thing in it.
You want the screen with the spines.
They have, yeah, like this one. They have scented urinal screens. Like
that's
that,
the way to
the
go,
spines.
Man. That's the way to go.
Yeah, see?
Those prevent backsplash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's nice. I'll tell you what, in the middle of the night, you get up and you grab that pipe, steady yourself, lean right up against the wall. You don't have to worry about, you know, a bifurcation thing where you're peeing all over your right foot. I don't know about you guys. I go right.
Oh, I see.
You're holding onto a pipe while you're like a drunk in a bus station.
Exactly. He's living the life.
Pipe is nice and cool.
We have three scents. Which would you like? Ocean Breeze, lemon, or orange?
Or piss. I don't know why they have that choice. That's a weird choice.
I have an idea.
It's like that natural deodorant. Hey, what? It smells like D.O.
I think it's fun. I think it's funny. I also think it could kill you, Dad, so we might not do it. It's a urinal snake. And it's a urinal cake shaped like a snake. And maybe you could have like a hiss sound when you pee. I don't know. But one day you forget that it's there.
Heart attack.
Heart attack. I don't want to do it, but it could be fun.
Were you ever here? We had a... Dean will remember this. We had a machine.
The thing you could pee into, it tells you the speed?
Yeah, you could pee into it. It was mounted on a urinal.
Right.
And when you peed into it, it had a readout like one of those, when you're, you know how when you're driving and they've got the sign, this is how fast you're going.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, the snitch machine.
There's
a
digital, there's a digital readout. It was one of those for urine.
Whoops machine.
We had it over in the hallway bathroom.
The Wizinator? Is that what that was?
Yeah, it was something
that
thing, like that.
It came in, and I was here before school. I was like 12 at the time. And then I got to play my favorite game. How many Diet Cokes can I drink before school and get the high score on this thing? I peed like five times.
Did it look like the wheel of a paddle boat, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It had the fins that you could,
I'm not sure, but wasn't the Wizinator the thing for passing drug tests where you...
Oh, that may have been.
Yeah, that's right.
Attached to a fake penis.
You'd get urine from a nun so you could go in and pass the drug test, and then they'd go, yes, sir, you passed the drug test. By the way, you're pregnant, which is bad news for Sister Mary Teresa, the whole time.
So did you pee on this thing and a little bell would ring? You'd have it like,
No, I think it was a digital readout, right?
I don't remember.
Would that be awesome, Christy? With the pressure of your urine?
Yes.
Yeah, a little
game. Or fill
the
balloon.
You could play.
And then you could put in, like, it's Pac-Man, there's a high score, and you could put in, like, your initials. But I would put in, like, the funny ones, like P-E-E-W-I-Z.
Oh, sure,
any three-letter version of P I'm putting in there.
Yeah, a chick would just opt for three-letter versions of filthy words.
Yeah, he's known for that, huh?
Yeah. He finds that hilarious.
See you.
Yeah. But, yes, I do have a urinal. That's one of the... my additions to the home. Very pleased.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Did you get a urinal for the girls?
They don't need one.
Well, maybe they... Oh, I see.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
They have what we call a traditional toilet.
No, you're putting a urinal in there. They're little girls. They're kind of devious. They are going to figure out how to use that thing.
I'd love it. You came home and found an 8-year-old dump.
No, you mean the dump of an 8-year-old?
Yeah, yes.
Not,
yes, yeah.
Not a,
there is
not
a difference.
Been aging.
Right.
Look what I did.
Yeah, they'll have my little step ladder on top of the urinal. Okay, yeah, but
I'll use Daddy's toilet. Yes.
I'm gonna look into it. Dear Bob and Tom, have you considered, Tom, the new urinal mats? We call them fruit roll-ups.
Yeah, what they look. That's what I was showing you. They kind of look like that. They cover the hole, but they have like ridges on them, so it doesn't splash back.
Hmm. Oh boy.
I'll order you some.
This is from Craig. He writes, "I do home health care. I had a patient one time who had a window between her kitchen and living room. I noticed that she had a scented urinal mat hanging in the window for use as an air freshener. The place did smell nice."
Oh, boy. So, yeah, that's...
Probably a little confused.
Amusing and sad.
What was going on? I'll update you on the urinal cakes, et cetera, et cetera. I always do like it when you're at a restaurant. You go and they've got the ice in the urinal.
Yeah, it becomes a fun game of, can I melt some? Can I shift it? Yeah.
Yeah. What is it? It always says, what is it? Pee hard. It's a long way for the kitchen or something.
Well, you guys have all the fun, don't you? We just get a couple of chairs.
Yeah, what do you do in there? Who'd want to sit in there?
I don't know.
Yeah. Martha just delivered the Titanic. Let's sit here and enjoy the smell.
Sometimes there's like an old couch.
Yeah. Yes.
What the hell's going on in there?
You know, ladies get the vapors.
Anyways, I'm getting used to the house.
Good.
Finally got some soap.
Well, that's important.
How long did you not have soap?
It's a couple days.
Do you have toilet paper?
The contractors, you know.
That's day one as you get the soap.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't find it. We're all good, though.
I'm excited for y'all.
I'll have my shower in a couple weeks. So.
Oh, good.
There's one upstairs. I mean, obviously. Okay. Have we finished sports, Willie?
I got a stupid world record over here,
if you've got a minute.
Yeah. The city of Kyle, Texas, is looking for Kyles to help break the Guinness World Record for the largest same-name gathering.
Oh.
The city is inviting anyone with the first name Kyle, specifically spelled K-Y-L-E, to participate in an attempt on May 21st during the Kyle Fair. At what promoters call a Tex-travaganza.
Oh.
At Lake Kyle Park, the city of Kyle said this will be the fourth attempt at breaking the record.
Now, the problem is, though, they should have named it like a bunch of Kyles or look at these Kyles, because instead they went with a very simple...
See Kyle?
Yeah.
That's sad.
That is. You'd think they would have known better.
Did you see the final line of that?
Yes. The current world record belongs to Kupreski Koshi in Bosnia and Herzegovina with a total of 2,325 participants named Ivan.
Ah.
That's interesting. This got me down a wormhole. the most common name in the world.
Yeah, is.
Oh, the most common name in the world.
In the world is, your hint is China.
Oh, okay. First name?
I don't
Lin?
Know.
L-I-N?
I think probably considered to be a last name.
Lee?
Believe it or not, Wang.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
W-A-N-G.
In China, I believe you say the last name first.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yes, I wasn't clear on what was what. But now these names, these are all based on the census, I want to say, from, was it 20 years ago when they did it? I forget. Is it every 10 years? The most common name in America, you want to guess?
I'd say John.
I said William.
Yeah, you guys are in the top five.
David?
That's six. James, number one. John, Robert, Michael, William, David, Richard. Your real name is Joseph, right, Pan?
Correct, yeah.
You're number nine.
Like Richard's still in the top ten.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
But again, this Family was a few years back.
Okay.
And obviously, with the diversity in America now, that's going to really shift. Not to mention the nature of names people give their kids now. I think the current one is, I want to say Liam is in the top three, I think, now.
Does Liam count for William? If your full name is William, but you go by Liam on this list, is that counted?
No. Liam is different, as is Jack is now an official name as opposed to
John.
A variation of John.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And Jack is also way up on the list.
It's way up on my list. Oh, you're talking proper nouns.
Yeah, not verb.
Okay, yeah.
To Jack.
So Jack's on the list.
Jack with love. Jack was on the list, but now it's off.
Patrick.
In any event, if your name is Kyle, you can go to Kyle, Texas to see if you can be part of the... I don't think they're going to get it.
I know quite a few Kyles. I know three right off the top of my head.
Not as many as there are Ivans in Herzegovina.
True.
Do you know the Kyles carnally?
No.
Oh.
What is wrong? You think never mind.
I think you have sex.
Not with every person on the world.
No, just with every Kyle.
It's a weird rule, Christy, but I'm glad you respect it.
Strange fetish.
I don't think I've ever had a Kyle. Oh, no way.
I can't imagine anyone would ever date, say, a woman that all had the same name. Pat, your thoughts?
I don't think that's impossible for someone to have such a fetish.
Ixnay on the MK.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.